Governor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
So what can the audience expect to see on your show?
Well, this is going to be a show for political junkies, for those who, in this election year, want to find out what is going on the campaign trail, the stuff that's being articulated by the candidates. Does it work? Is there an example of policy that should be adopted? So both from politics and policy, this is a progressive show, so it will be on Current TV, which is owned by Al Gore and Joel Hyatt. They have given complete freedom editorially to me, because I am a Democrat and I support the Democrats who are in office and the agenda of them, but we want to have a spectrum of people on the show to be able to unearth these really important ideas. So good guests, lot of intelligent conversation on the issues that matter of the day and the politics that matter of the day.
As you're starting to shape the show, what do you hope you can add to the national dialogue?
Great question. I believe that there is enough interest in 2012 from the progressive community to have more than one set of voices on cable TV on the left, and we want to be a counterweight to the Foxes and others on the right. But my perspective on it is I'm the only person who has been elected before on primetime TV to be able to show people the inside of the campaign, the running for office, inside of war rooms, the strategy, the conversation that's happening inside of those war rooms. Why are these candidates doing what they're doing? Why are they selecting the places to go to? What are the polls saying? But also on the governing side, what does work and what is it like for the president to have a Congress that is opposed to him and how frustrating that must be not to be able to get your objectives through and how are there other ways to get them through? So I can present some inside information, I think, that adds value to those who care about politics and policy in 2012.
Now, this is a major transition for you from attorney general to governor, now to television host. Has it been much of a challenge?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm not a journalist, and I wouldn't pretend to be a journalist or presume to be one. And so this learning, this whole TV realm is really something. You all who do electronic media, you know about having, you know, things done at certain times exactly and the importance of the technology as well as the content, the editorial content. I'm so focused on the content piece of things. But it's fun, and it's stuff that I love. The subject areas are things that I love. Being able to have a show and get paid for doing a show that I would be doing as a hobby anyway, the focusing on the subjects and reading and watching TV and all of that, I do that anyway. So it's really kind of fun to you know, be paid to opine about things that I'm opining about anyway.
Well, you've been out of office for over a year now, and there's been some good economic news coming out of the state recently. General Motors reclaimed its place as the world's best-selling automaker. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 2008. Should your administration lay some claim to these successes, or do you think the current governor deserves some credit?
Well, I mean, I think he would say this too. Obviously, a lot of the credit for Michigan's rebound and the manufacturing sector's rebound comes from having had the federal intervention to save the auto industry. And clearly that, I think President Obama should get credit for that. But, you know, who cares about credit? The bottom line is Michigan is rebounding, and that's really great news. Gallup in, 2011 said that in 2010, Michigan had the greatest rebound in terms of jobs of any state in the country. That's really great news for Michigan, regardless of who is to blame or who gets the credit. The bottom line is for the state, we're on our way back.
Governor, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Jennifer.
The War Room with Jennifer Granholm premieres tonight on Current TV.